What's up, and welcome to 10 Facts About Today, April 22nd, 2020. Today is Earth Day.
In this episode, we learned NASA planted a moon tree, the first Earth Day was in 1970, and 20 of the warmest years on record occurred in the last 22 years.
So here are 10 terraformed facts about Earth that you didn't know that you didn't need to know.
Fact number one, the largest living thing on Earth is a fungus. So it's called an armillaria or a honey mushroom. There are 2,200 acres of this mushroom in Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like a city basically underground and then coming out of underground of mushrooms that are 2,200 acres.
Wow, is it considered like one thing or just like...
They're
wow.
all connected and they all have like the same DNA. It's one living thing. Yeah, so that's huge. And it's pretty shocking, honestly.
It is.
All right, so fact number two. Earth used to have two moons. The other one was about 750 miles wide. So it was like very small comparatively to the other moon that's still there. And it eventually crashed into our current moon, which is why both sides of it look very different, because it had a huge thing crash into it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then fact number three, Earth is overdue for a pole flip. So for the past 20 million years, the North Pole and the South Pole, or magnetic poles, have been consistently flipping every 200 to 300,000 years. And that's for like 20 million years that's happened. And I always thought that this happened like in a snap second, like they just flip, but sometimes it takes like hundreds or thousands of years for the poles to switch.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I read about that a little bit a while ago, and it kind of freaked me out because it sort of made me think it would ruin all of our electronics and all of our satellites and everything. I'm not sure how true that is, but...
I think that's like, yeah, that's huge. It changes a lot. And then fact number four, 70% of Earth's freshwater is on Antarctica. So it's in the ice cap, and 10% of that's snow, and the other 90% is ice. So like most of our freshwater is frozen and we can't access it, at least for now, until climate change destroys us.
True.
And final fact of mine, fact number five, Earth's moon gets moonquakes. So this really isn't as much of an Earth fact, but I thought it was pretty crazy. So it's similar to earthquakes, but it's not as common. And they're caused by like the tidal stresses associated with the varying distances between Earth and the moon. So it's similar to like tidal waves and like the tides in general. Like the closer the moon is, the tides go up. And the further it is, the tides go down. That's what causes moonquakes.
Fact number six, NASA planted a special seed to honor Earth Day in 2009. They called it the Moon Tree, and it was aboard Apollo 14 in 1971. Astronaut Stuart Rosa brought it with him, and he was curious, and so were a lot of other scientists, to see whether exposure to microgravity of space would impact the growth of the seeds. So it was pretty cool. He brought it back, and he planted it.
Awesome.
And one of my questions will basically go into whether or not there were any differences.
Interesting. I can't wait, because that sounds crazy.
Right? All right. Fact number seven. A single popular song that we listen to on Spotify or whatever, like remember Despacito?
Yeah.
That can consume more electricity than entire countries.
What does that even mean?
So that means the electricity that's used in those, like that song's stored on servers and then it's downloaded and listened to, right? So the amount of electricity attributed to just listening to that song that was streamed, like Despacito, for example, was streamed 4.6 billion times worldwide. That's equivalent in electricity usage to the combined annual electricity consumption of Chad, Somalia, Sierra Leone, and the Central African Republic.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the reason I included it as a fact is sometimes you don't even realize the stuff that you're doing that has like a carbon footprint or uses a lot of electricity. It's not even something that, you know, you think about. Fact number eight, According to the EPA, the first Earth Day in 1970 inspired the passage of the Clean Air, Clean Water, and Endangered Species Acts. It did make a difference, which is pretty cool. Fact number nine, 20 of the warmest years on record worldwide have occurred in the past 22 years. So, pretty solid evidence. It's getting warmer.
For sure.
You can debate on why, but it's definitely getting warmer. And then fact number 10, using a dishwasher is more eco-friendly than hand washing dishes, according to a recent study from the University of Michigan, which this one hits close to home to me because I think you've been doing it more recently too, right? Just running your dishwasher every night?
Yes.
Yeah, because I have a brand new eco-friendly dishwasher, but I still felt like I should be rinsing all of the grime kind of off the plate so that it would work properly. But come to find out, like, the grime on the plate is actually good for the soap detergent to stick to, and it makes it work better. If there's nothing on the plates, then it's harder for the detergent to do its job. And then also, if you have less dishes in there, it's more likely to clean your plates better. So the more often you run them, the better. And I think it's like 4 gallons of water that one dishwasher cycle uses. And I think there's some commercial that came out from Cascade or whatever. And if it's true, you use that in a couple minutes, just trying to rinse your plates off.
Wow. I wonder if that's also taking into account the energy usage that your dishwasher is using and the amount of energy that went into manufacturing the dishwasher versus a sink versus the shipping carbon that's expelled during shipping and the packaging that comes around a sink versus the packaging that comes around. I wonder if all of that's considered. And I'm sure if it was the University of Michigan, I'm sure they did all of that. But that's crazy when you like consider all those things.
Don't forget burning the dishwasher once it's not in use anymore.
Yeah, like that's just sitting in a landfill.
Absolutely. All right. I think it's time for questions.
Here are the questions about Earth you didn't know were questions until we questioned you. The winner of this episode will be known as the third rock from the sun. I don't read these sometimes until I'm reading them right now, and they're amazing.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that one was really good. All right, so I guess I'm first. So, Brian.
Yeah.
I mentioned what the largest living thing on Earth was. What's the smallest living mammal on Earth? Is it a jerboa? A bat?
Jerboa.
That's your answer?
No, I'm just kidding.
A shrew or a lemur?
A shrew.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
The answer is a bat. So,
really?
Yeah. So
bats are really small.
The smallest bat is called a Kitty's hognose bat, and it's the size of a bumblebee. So it's like...
That's a lot smaller than any bat that I've seen. That's
tiny.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. It's really small. And another one that's really small is the pygmy jerboa, and it's super cute, and it's 2 inches long. And wow. I sent you a picture of it earlier today. It almost looks like a Pokemon, but it's amazing.
Wow, I should have gotten that because you did text me a picture.
But I sent you the jerboa, not the bat. So you would have got it wrong if you thought that one.
It does look like a Pokemon. That's weird. It looks like Rattata.
It does, really.
It's like it's a cotton ball with chicken legs and a mouse face.
Exactly. It's so cute.
Is that a tail off the back of it?
It's a tail, yeah. With the tail, it could end up being like 8 inches long, but the body itself is 2 inches.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, question number two. This is a true or false. So, true or false, some scientists think the Earth currently has 2 moons.
False.
The answer is true. And
is it just a really small moon?
It's a really small moon, and we have like 2 like pretty consistently, but they're always getting replaced with other little tiny moons. And to give you an example of how small it is, it's about 3.5 feet wide. So like legitimately tiny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just an asteroid, right? Just floating around.
But it's in orbit. That's like that's the thing. True. It's a lunar
satellite
that's orbiting the Earth. Well, I guess satellite just means it's orbiting. So yeah. Pretty interesting. All right. Question number 3. The pole flips occur every 2 to 300,000 years on average. When was the last pole flip, and this is rounded up. So every 200 to 300 years, it's supposed to flip. When was the last time it flipped? 200,000 years ago? 400,000 years ago? 600,000 years ago? Or 800,000 years ago?
You said every 200,000 to 300,000?
Yes.
I'm going to say 400,000.
It's been 800,000 years. And for the past 20 million years, it's flipped every 200 to 300,000. So we're...
But it hasn't, though.
In the ballpark of four times. Yeah, that's scary.
Okay. But this is going back way too far, right? If the past 800,000 years, it hasn't flipped, but you're like, no, for real. It definitely flipped. It definitely flipped every 200,000 years before that. It's like, so it missed four of them in a row? Then it didn't flip every 200 years. Like, you got to take that into account, right? Because it hasn't. Now it's been 800,000 years. That's new science. Flipped every 200,000 years for however long
this is the
Earth is.
The longest it's gone in the past 20 million years, by far. By four.
Yeah, so maybe it won't flip again.
It might not flip. Brian, that's what you're going to think, is that it's not going to flip?
No, it probably will flip. But maybe for the next 20,000 years, it'll flip every million years.
Just kidding. Question number four. True or false, the Earth is losing over 70 trillion gallons of fresh water every day.
Losing it completely?
Yes.
Like, to where?
I will elaborate after you answer.
I just don't know where the water could be going. If it's in the atmosphere, right? It just condenses and then rains back down again. So, no, it's not losing.
Is it going in the
maybe
oceans
turning,
and becoming
is it
salt
turning
water?
Into salt water? Okay. I'll say yes then. It's probably turning into salt water. And that makes sense because if the icebergs are melting, they're turning into less salty water.
Don't let what I said make you make your decision. So you're going with true or false. We're losing 70 million of gallons of fresh water a day.
If the icebergs are melting, which they are, then I'll say yes. Because I think that's turning into salt water. And I was trying to figure out where the water was going. It's not going into space, so you're not losing it. But is it turning into something that's not considered fresh water anymore? Probably. So, true.
The answer is false. So, the amount of fresh water on Earth is a constant. So, it's always been the same. It always will be the same. There's becoming less salt water because the icebergs are melting and there's like fresh water going into those and like taking over. But it's always been what it is now. And the real problem that comes with the amount of water we have is it's staying the same, but populations are growing really fast. So that amount of water we have is like stretching super thin, which is depressing, but that's kind of what Earth Day is. It's like really messed up to see like what us as humans, even just like natural population growth, are doing to the Earth. But yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I thought so. And then final question for me, question number five, why was April 22nd chosen for Earth Day? Because the amount of blooming plants? Because of spring break, baby? Because it's 2 days after 420? Or it's Gaylord Nelson's birthday?
I think Gaylord Nelson wanted a strong student presence, so he made it during spring break.
Ding, ding, ding! It was during spring break for a strong student involvement.
Yes.
So, good. You did your homework, Brian. You did it well.
I did. Ish. The questions are always hard. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm really bad at writing easy questions.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
I'm really bad at writing easy questions. No.
You're like, I'm really bad at failing tests. All right, time for my questions.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Question number one, back to the moon tree. They planted other trees around it that were similar seeds, right? The same exact seed, just didn't go to space. So, did the seed that went to space have any noticeable difference? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
You'd be correct. It didn't have any difference, which was kind of a letdown, right? To bring it all the way to space and come back and nothing happened.
Yeah, originally when I heard about it, I thought you were going to say it was planted on the moon, which was like really exciting.
Yeah, because it died instantly. It was amazing.
I was like, maybe it would learn how to breathe in like, I don't know, no atmosphere.
There's no water. It's just fucking dead. Question number two. What percentage of plastic waste is still in the environment? Is it 20%, 40%, 80%, or 92%?
I'm going to go with the depressing answer of 92%.
Well, I did that specifically to make you less depressed, even though it's still depressing. It is 80%, but that's still pretty depressing.
That's horrible, yeah.
Yeah, water bottles made all the way back when they first started making water bottles. 8 out of 10 of those are still around. Some of them got recycled, but still here. All right, question number three. Which land-based ecosystem is home to the most biodiversity, meaning the most concentration of plants and animals? Is it tropical forests, the African savanna, the South Pacific Islands, or coral reefs?
You said land?
Yeah.
Coral reefs considered land?
Are they?
I don't know. I feel like tropical forests. I'm going to go tropical forests.
Good. That was a trick. Yeah. And 100%. Yeah, they are. Tropical forests is right. It only covers 7% of the earth, but 50% of all living things on the planet live in those tropical forests.
That's like when you talk about species not being discovered of plants, of animals, of insects, they're in those forests.
Amazon.
Because it's hard to get to them. There's like so many places you can't even reach.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah, there's like indigenous people that live in there that some of them haven't been reached. It's crazy. Okay. Question number four. More than half the breathable oxygen on Earth comes from where? The forests, the oceans, flowering plants, or clouds?
So I want to say forests, but here's the thing. If we're talking about like the oceans as like a general like phytoplankton, I'll go and like algae or whatever. I'm going to go with the oceans.
Yeah. That's 100% correct. And they are the phytoplankton.
I said phytoplankton, but it's phytoplankton.
It's phytoplankton, but it's still, you're on the right track. And it's a plant still. But yeah, it does cover a huge amount of the ocean. And that's where most of the oxygen comes from. All right. Final question. So you got three right so far. Final question. How much of the world's oxygen is produced by just the Amazon? Is it 1%? 5%, 10%, or 20%?
I'm going to go with 10%.
Close, it's 20%.
Wow.
So one in every five breaths. You can thank the Amazon.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Amazon.
Thanks, Jeff Bezos.
Smile package.
Wow. Right. That's crazy. Wow, that's blowing my mind right now.
It is nuts. It's wild.
All right. In this episode, we learned the largest living thing on Earth is a fungus.
Earth used to have two moons.
And we're long overdue for a pole flip. Unless you ask Brian. See you next time on 10 Facts About Today.